The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
And I've kind of been, you know, all over the board about it. So when I read this article, I thought I don't want to read you an article, because that would be to, you know, sit here and read something is astronomically boring. I won't mention any names, Big Fatty. But
it's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Astronomically boring. I won't mention any names.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1698 of the BFO for Monday the 28th of July 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and I'm going to tell you why it sounds a little different today. Yes, Big Freddy! Hello, cablers! Big Freddy, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are cablers today, because, y'all, I don't know what's wrong with my Yeti microphone, microhoist, y'all, it just all of a sudden stopped working, it's almost like it's frozen up or something like that, and y'all, I can't hear myself, that John Ong told me how to hook up the headphones through the microhoist, and y'all, it's just, I don't know what it is. I'm hoping it's just that my cable has gone bad or something. But y'all, if you have any ideas as to what it might be or how Big Fatty can fix it, let me know. But y'all, I've had to pull out the old blue snowflake. Y'all, that's why it all sounds a little bit different today. You're just going to have to live with it. Big Fatty, if that's all that makes it sound like crap, then we'll be just fine. Thank you for calling. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine. Y'all, Thursday night, watch the Big Brother. Sure enough, just what Big Fatty predicted was going to happen, happened. Y'all, I got to say, and do I want to talk about the... Yeah, I'll go ahead and talk about the Big Brother now. Y'all, I think the way they handled the death of Frankie's grandfather on the live show, y'all, I thought they did it very well, and I give them kudos for the way they did that. And y'all, I've been watching the Big Brother After Dark, and y'all, it's very interesting. I think that you're just gonna when you see the Big Brother Sunday night and on Wednesday, y'all, you're just going to scratch your heads and go, oh my goodness. There you have it. And that's what we'll talk about the Big Brother. Then on Friday, y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine. The new boss, the new orange hat, he had some questions for Big Fatty. You know, Big Fatty is is very experienced and has institutional knowledge. Big Fatty, you should be institutionalized, that's for sure. But y'all, just asking around about different things and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, we're moving forward. Move forward. There you go. Friday night, y'all, I called Granny right after work. and said, "Granny, would you like to go get a slice of pizza pie and go down to the Apple Snack Store and maybe go out to the new?" And he, no, I have already come home and taken my girdle off. And I don't want to have to get dressed. I've taken my girdle off. Daddy, he needs to get a stronger girdle. He's beginning to show. Y'all, I just decided that, I wasn't going to go out either. So, y'all, I didn't. I just, laid here in the fat cave and piddled around and all. And, it was just fine. Then on Saturday, y'all, I woke up Saturday morning, and it was about, oh, I don't know, it was about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. I got up and went to TT. Big Fatty, we don't need every detail. Y'all, then I came back and I got in the bed, and I just, you know, I checked the Twitty and things like that, And then I just said, yeah, I'm not ready to get up yet. And y'all, so I didn't. And I rolled over, and y'all, the next thing I knew, it was 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I felt like I had moved to Walnut Hills. Y'all, what is that? That is some rotisserie chicken. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Saturday afternoon, I just kind of piddled around the fat cave here, and I did get a nipple nap also, you know, because, you know, when you sleep till 11:30 a.m. in the morning, the first thing you gotta have is a nipple nap. And y'all, I made me some country ham. Big Fatty, not spelled C-U-N-T. No, it is not. So had country ham, listened to the Underpants show with that Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. And y'all they were getting a little vulgar. They were just getting a little vulgar, and it was lovely, just lovely. I was enjoying every minute of it. And y'all, then they did something called the after show. They called it the dark room, or the something like that, the dark area, or the back room. Randy, you ought to know about those. I do. And y'all, they were getting real vulgar on that, and y'all, it was just lovely. So y'all listen to that Underpants show. I think you'll enjoy it. I think they do it every other Saturday night over there at 7 p.m. in the evening. You know, they're filling in for Gavin, who's not sticking it with a poke during the summer. Y'all, he's on hiatus. He is on hiatus, and y'all, he better get his hiatus back in gear come Pride 48. You know, so enjoy your hiatus. You got less than 2 months of it. Benny, you tell him. Then after that, I hopped in the shower and got all pretty for Granny. Then we were off to the Dudley Do Rights, and y'all ran into some friends there. And y'all, I gotta tell you, I had my Tanqueray and tonic like I always do, but y'all, they were having crema in July, and they had little Santa Claus was in there. And then one of Santa's elves was walking around giving away shots of tequila. And y'all did that, and then Granny bought everybody at the table a shot. It's called a pineapple upside down cake. Y'all, do you like pineapple upside down cake? It's just lovely. It's delicious. We did a shot of that. And y'all, I got home, and needless to say, I slept well Saturday night. But y'all, my stomach was grumbly and tumbly. Y'all, I thought I was gonna speak to Ralph. But y'all, I didn't. I was, you know, when your stomach gets all grumbly, if you lay on your right hand side, your stomach will start to feel a little bit better. So I tried that, and it worked. But y'all, I was had my breakfast on Sunday, and y'all, then I went out to the Sam's Wholesale Club, and that is spelled with a W, by the way. And y'all, I needed to get some garbage bags, and I got me a couple of big cans of the chicken broth so I can make my chicken soup, because you know, even though it's the height of summer, you know, you got to have some soup every now and then. The old people, they get a chill, and then I got me a rotisserie chicken while I was out there, and it seems like I got something else too. I got fruit. I got pineapple and blueberries and all. And y'all, then I came back here and I've already called the hats. And y'all, I've been trying to figure out what's wrong with this microhoist for it seems like forever. But y'all, I just don't know. I need some technology help here. And if any of you have any ideas of what I need to do, or where I can get one of these cables that'll work for the Yeti micro hoist, let me know. Oh, and y'all, the other thing, after I went to the Sam's Club, I went down to the Apple Snack store downtown, and y'all, I was comparing the 13-inch MacBook Air to the 15-inch MacBook Pro with Retson display, you know, just because I think it's time for a new computer. And y'all, it may be the computer that's just having fits, that's giving me fits. And I went and compared those, and y'all, I hadn't really made up my mind, but you know, this coming weekend is the tax-free holiday. Y'all, do you have the tax-free holiday where you live? We have it one weekend right before school starts, and y'all, when you buy a computer, that can save you a couple of $100 in the tax. Well, maybe not that much. Well, maybe. I went and compared those, and y'all, now I'm back here at the Fat Cave, and I'm recording the little show, and then, of course, we've got the State of the Station later tonight, and I'll give you an update on that. But y'all, there's going to be lots of good information on that State of the Station. I hope you're listening to it, and if not, I'm sure it'll be posted so you can hear it. But I know there's going to be lots of good information on that, and I'll tell you all about it on tomorrow's little show. Before I go any further, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, there's a voice you may not recognize. That was the one and only the Vons. Yo. And y'all, you know, she put out a new little show on Friday, and y'all, it was kind of strange. Let me just play you a little clip from it right here. Just take a listen to this.
I'll tell the police that.
Not funny. That is y'all, not funny.
Oh, sorry.
Y'all, that's not the clip. I recorded the wrong thing. Poor Big Freddy. But right before that, conscience. The Vons was talking about the only long thing in the bedroom was the I don't know what it was, but she was saying that the distance from the bed, you know, the love chamber to the 40-inch TV was so long, and that was the only long thing in the bedroom. And but y'all. Conscience, of course, said that was disgusting. And Vera said, well, that's my middle name. And Conscience goes, yes, it is. Vera Disgusting Charles. So, y'all, it just goes to prove that the host of that show is V.D. Charles. Betty! Yeah, I got you. Y'all, in honor of the number one fan of the BFO, you know, that's that Hat M over there in Mexico. Y'all, my mother sent me something in the mail in the e-letters, and y'all, I thought I'd read it to you because, you know, I know people love when Big Fatty reads to them. Y'all, it's headlines. It's entitled why I still get the newspaper. And y'all, it's crazy headlines from the newspaper. The first one says, Mississippi's literacy program shows improvement. And y'all, Mississippi is spelled M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. y'all, there's a sports headline. Lady jacks off to hot start in conference.
It's vulgar.
Y'all, I think it's the lady jacks are off to. It needed an R. Y'all, bugs flying around with wings are flying bugs. Republicans turned off by size of Obama's package. Tiger Woods plays well with own balls, Nike says.
These are all vulgar.
A-Rod goes deep. Wang hurt. Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25.
Big Fatty, I bet it drops off after age 20 since they're not teens anymore.
And then there was a Dateline, Monday, December 1999.
Big Fatty.
Federal agents raid gun shop, find weapons. Homeless survive winter. Now what? Homicide victims rarely talk to police. Seventeen remain dead in morgue shooting spree.
Big Fatty.
Cow urine makes for juicy lemons.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
Worker suffers leg pain after crane drops 800-pound ball on his head.
Big Fatty, but his head hurt too.
Bridges help people cross rivers. City unsure why the sewer smells.
Big Fatty, I think you're the cause of that.
Study shows frequent sex enhances pregnancy chances. Man accused of killing lawyer receives a new attorney.
Big Fatty.
Puerto Rican teen named Mistress of the Universe. Caskets found as workers demolish mausoleum.
Big Fatty.
Meathead resigns.
Big Fatty.
The head of the federal agency overseeing meat and poultry has resigned. Okay. Barbershop singers bring joy to school for the deaf.
Big
Fatty. Hospitals resort to hiring doctors.
Big Fatty, that's unheard of.
Man with 8 DUIs blames drinking problem.
Big Fatty, that is just silly.
And y'all, the last one says, new sick day policy requires a 2-day notice.
I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I missed the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you know that Mike Hip? He does the soy candles by Phoebe's down there in the Hat Ladder. Y'all, today's his celebration of exiting the birth canal. So if you see him on the Twitty or on the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Now, y'all, like I said at the beginning of today's little show was the Vons. Yo, yo, yo! And y'all, she introduced a new segment today, but y'all, I gotta say, I loved it because it had those darling children on it. There's just those darling children. And, Vonzie, what do you think of those darling children?
Astronomically boring. I won't mention any names.
Oh, no, they're not boring. They're lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.